globally, is there any like beer market or I guess like city that you think would be a good one to model like what you hope to achieve within the city? Like I mentioned, obviously, the Heineken one earlier, but that's just because that's the only big one I've been to. But I do know that there are plenty even within our own country that just offer this sort of, I guess, fostering that allows you guys to continue what you've been doing, obviously.
You know, I actually think that we'll be able to do it our own way here in Houston. I love Houston. I mean, I would put Houston up culturally against any other city. And, okay, we don't have the physical beauty of so many places, but it is this melting pot. And nobody cares where anybody came from. Nobody cares who your mommy or who your daddy is. It's who are you? What do you bring to the table? And I don't know of another city in the world that is where that is so true as Houston. You sit in a restaurant in Houston, and if you look around, you will see such diversity, ethnically, socioeconomically, and nobody notices it here. Whereas I always point out that, you know, if you go to, say, Dallas, and you're sitting there and there's a different ethnic table next to you, everybody goes, oh, look at that table. Isn't it great that we all sit here? It's like, yeah, you're noticing. It's like in Houston, I'm not even aware of it unless somebody points it out. And I think that is the power of this city. You know, the lack of zoning that exists here, I think is this tremendous thing. I would never actually suggest a city to do it because it has a lot of other problems. But we're all mushed together. And so we're all neighbors. And so we all interact on you go to, some little hole in the wall taqueria on Washington, although Washington is now gentrified so much, you'll see a policeman next to a day laborer, next to some guy in a suit, and everybody's patiently waiting in line to get their food. And so I think, that being said, I think we'll do it our own way. And I think we'll do it in a way that's unique to Houston and fits our culture. There are towns like Seattle which have an incredible beer culture, San Diego. But I think the important thing is I think everybody does it on their own way, in the way that's true to themselves and to the town, and not really trying to emulate another city, even though there are other cities that have done it very well out there.
By identifying not just the different types of people, but also like the different motivations that bring into the city, is that sometimes hard to create like a beer that like you feel satisfies all Houstonians, or do you think that's what segued into your different brews?
To some extent, what I try to do, this may sound rather egotistical, maybe it is, but I brew beer that I want to drink. That's my first test, is what do I want to drink? And then we kind of try to figure out, okay, what are we, what's the business purpose? How are we going to do it? I think the beers that I want to drink often reflect the climate here. Certainly Fancy Lawnmower beer came out of that. Santo is probably the most interesting one. That came about by, I wanted to rebrand brown ale, because people love brown ale when they taste it.
The brown ale.
It's our slowest selling beer by far. I think the name brown ale is a big problem. What's the name? It's brown ale. Brown's just not an exciting marketing term for food. But so we hired Carlos Hernandez, a local artist who clearly I'm a fan of, to relabel it. And I said, yeah, you do the whole Day of the Dead thing, so do kind of a Day of the Dead St. Arnold play on that. And it was this long set of iterations, but at the end of the day, he came up with Santo. And I loved the packaging, and I looked at it, and I went, this is not brown ale. If I see this on the package, I do not expect brown ale in the bottle. So now we had packaging, and it was like, okay, how do we go backwards and come up with a beer to fit a label? That was probably the most intellectually challenging thing I've ever done, and not one I want to repeat. But we had a lot of false starts and paths we would go down, and we just never got to something we're excited about. And it really came to me when I was looking at the packaging one day, and I was sitting in one of our many Mexican restaurants here in town, which it is actually the one time that I veer from beer, is Margs and Mex is just such a great combination. If we don't get it at home, well, my wife will go into withdrawal. But I actually wanted a beer one night, and I was sitting there, and I'd ordered a Negro Modelo, and I was thinking, yeah, it's not a bad beer, but every time I order one, a dark Mexican lager, I wish it had more taste. I wish it was just, there was more there. And that's when it hit me, that's what Santa needs to be, what I wish a dark Mexican lager tasted like. So, you know, that was one, and people have asked about, well, you know, you're targeting, you know, Houston has a huge Hispanic community, is it targeted at that? It's like, no, it's just Houston, and I certainly, you know, if it becomes popular in the Hispanic community, I'm not going to complain, but that's not really what I'm targeting. So I think, you know, if we do things that are kind of true to ourselves, I think it'll reflect the greater culture of Houston, and certain things that we do may appeal to different segments, but it's not, we don't actually sit there and think about, it's like when people ask us, who is our customer? What's your demographic? I say beer lovers. I do not think of it of any other socioeconomic, ethnic, anything else. It's just beer lovers. And otherwise, you're just limiting yourself. And that's how I look at people anyway. Are you a beer lover?